Hey, I'm Xander.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Mr. S.
Welcome back to the Union Weekly. This is episode 15. This week, we have Mr. Penrod. Say hi.
Oh, hello, guys. How are you doing?
And we will be talking about physical education. Let's get started.
All right, welcome back to the Union Weekly Podcast.
Hi, Mr. Penrod.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
I'm doing
good.
That's good.
So let's get started. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in education?
Let's see here. I grew up as a child of two teachers. My mom and dad both taught. My mom did chemistry. My dad did history and economics. So it was kind of natural for me to go into education. And then I always thought I was going to do something in sports. And it originally was going to go into journalism and everything like that. And then finally kind of took their route and went into education. And first went math, didn't work. Then went chemistry, didn't work. Then I guess I, quote, settled for health and fitness and have been doing this ever since. Student taught and been teaching now for 15 years and PE and a little bit of math in there as well.
Wow.
What inspired you to become like a PE teacher?
To be honest, at the time, it probably came off as the lazy pick. I'm a college student at the time doing collegiate track, and it's like, okay, sports is kind of normal. So that's why I said settled. It was like, oh, this is kind of the easy lame pick. I'll just do this, whatever. Focused on health at the time, not having a clue where the PE would take me. And it just became kind of second nature with sports to just keep following it. And now, yeah, here I am.
Do you think taking it as the easy route is because there's always like older PE teachers? Or why do you think it was considered the easier route in your mind?
Because I was an athlete going into PE.
I would almost say it's the smarter route. I mean, he gets paid the same as a math teacher, but he gets to play in the gym all day.
I get to wear shorts and a t-shirt and get paid to work out. I'm not arguing at this point.
This is coming from someone who started in PE and switched to history. Like, I feel the same way.
But you actually switched away from it.
For the time being, yes.
See, I'm the opposite. I've started in PE, and then I went into math, and now back to PE, and I actually kind of missed the math part as well. But, again, when I'm getting paid to wear shorts and a t-shirt, I'm not turning away from that.
What math did you teach?
7th and 8th grade.
Oh.
Yeah.
What does a typical day of PE look like in your classes?
A lot of sweat, a few sore bones and joints, a lot of craziness. Like right now we're going through, in team sports, we're doing angle ball, which Mr. S came and joined us yesterday and got to see the organized chaos of it.
That's awesome.
Shoot.
And so it was kind of fun with that. PE, we're doing a really random game of basically I kind of took the video game of Sea of Thieves and turned it into a PE game version. So we're trying to conquer ships and take it over. But, I mean, every day it's come in, prepare for something new and different and be ready to compete.
Nice. I would say one thing I had you last year, and I loved how your style is so unique with how you...
Thank you.
How you do your, like, how you do your classes with...
It's not the games. Traditional sports.
Oh, it's not traditional. And how do you come up with those games?
Some of them, honestly, driving to school. my prior job before I was at Union, I had about a 20, 30-minute drive to and from school and get stuck in traffic, so... Random ideas could just pop in my head. Some of them, I'll be honest, I have gotten from some former colleagues of mine. Angle ball came from where I student taught at Cheney High School and April Arland and that group, and they were very helpful with everything I've done. The Sea of Thieves, honestly, just came to me one night driving from school. I got a good friend that plays that game all the time. I was like, how can I modify this and just try it and, you know, You've been in my class. I've had some ideas that just, okay, that didn't work. Let's move on to the next, and then others that we just run with it.
You should play Calvin Ball.
Calvin Ball.
Yeah, from the Calvin and Hobbes comics, where you just make up things as you go.
That's kind of what we're doing, but yeah.
How do you address the challenges that people like face during your classes?
Depends on what kind of challenges you're talking about. I guess the big challenge that we usually have is it's PE. You get the ones that are not as interested in sports, athletics, and playing, and it's hard to get them motivated. I think that's half of the approach of where, as Xander just mentioned, about going non-traditional. I like to stay away from those because then, you know, take basketball. You either have played it before and you loved it and you want to keep doing it, or you've never had the opportunity to play it. And if we did basketball in the class, every person that's never played it, they're going to be hated by everyone. And you're never going to get them to try the game again, or any game for that matter. So that's, you know, kind of also to go back to the last question, why I do the non-traditional. But I try to keep everything as a team-based. So you have to get everyone encouraged to play and help out. You're only as good as your weakest link. And it just kind of helps motivate everyone to keep participating.
Nice. What would you say are some of the lifelong benefits of taking a class like PE?
I mean, not to rip on any history teachers or math teachers or anything like that, but, you know, these lovely little phones are great for knowledge and math and everything nowadays. I mean, health and PE, it's only your body, it's only your health, it's only your life. Mm-hmm. But in general, I think in my class, it's just to persevere. As you know, you've done my class. I love to challenge you guys. I love to find breaking points, and that's life. Life is going to kick you in the face, and are you going to rise up or are you going to fall? Mm-hmm. You have to earn the grade in my class, and then you have to be a teammate. You have to work as a team. You know, everyone keeps asking, oh, I want to trade. Can I get rid of this person? You know, I am by no means trying to say this about Union, but there could be people I do not want to work with in this building, but I still need to show up and do my job, mm-hmm. and I still got to do the best that I can. That's life in general. You're not going to get to pick who you work with. You're not going to get to pick what you get to do all the time. You just got to show up and do your job. And, you know, I try to incorporate that in the classroom as well.
Nice. So are you guys both coaches, Mr. S and Mr. Penrod?
I know Coach Penrod's coached track.
I have coached track.
And a lot of other things.
Football. I did do 1 year of girls basketball. Never doing that again. But currently, right now, no, I'm retired from actual coaching, like, sports.
Okay, I was told you were a basketball coach.
No. If I got to work as, like, a JV coach, say, at a high school, where I got to work on, you know, incorporate the head coach's plan, what he wants, their defense, their offense, I could probably do that. But just to go in and coach basketball, oh, no, I don't have the mindset for that one.
Mr. S, aren't you really?
Yeah, I mean, I've been coaching basketball. Jeez. I think I just finished year 8 of coaching. And so, I mean, that's why, I mean, I've coached volleyball. I did that 1 year. That was, I was working at a very, very small Podunk Farm, Idaho. I was looking for another coaching job and I applied for their basketball position. They're like, hey, we'll give you the basketball position if you coach our girls volleyball. I said, deal. Because my dad had coached volleyball for 25 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I grew up around volleyball. So I'm like, I can do it. So my first year of volleyball was my dad's last year of volleyball. And,
interesting.
And it was funny because I had a better record than him. And I never let him forget it. And it was my only year. But I coached baseball at Harriman for a year. Love baseball. It was my best sport growing up. We'll never coach it again. I've done football. I did golf for 2 years.
Oh, good gosh.
That was fun because I got free golf.
Okay, touche. So, that'd be awesome.
But, basketball is my thing. I mean, I've worked for a whole bunch of different schools. I've worked for Team USA. I mean, it's – basketball is my love. So, just finished year 8. So
nice. Mr. Penrod, what programs or improvements do you want to see made and efforts put towards physical education here at Union or just in general?
Well, I know in general there's a bunch of states, school districts, whatever it is, that are actually still trying to cut PE. around the nation. I don't understand. We're fatter and lazier than we've ever been as a country, and let's get rid of the one chance that they can to do that, not to mention all the science behind them. Students getting to exercise 60 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day even, are smarter in the classroom. You know, no correlation at all there. So obviously they need to push that. Personally, obviously I'm a little biased. I would love more PE teachers to kind of go to the non-traditional approach. Mm-hmm. You know, not just that it's because of me, but I've seen the outcomes. I've seen the kids' participation levels, and I think it would help all of them do better. Personally, coming and looking at other PE teachers in the state, especially at the high school level, you know, kind of controversial, but I know we schools tend to hire football coaches or basketball coaches and then just throw them in the gym because, oh yeah, you coach a sport, you could do PE, and they just throw them in there, and you get some basketball coaches that are, here are basketballs, leave me alone, I'm gonna go watch film of this team play. You know, Mr. S probably knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I know plenty of coaches that do that.
And that's frustrating. It's like, you know, how is that professional for us as PE teachers at all, like the few of us that love what we're doing? The fellow middle school ones here in our district, we meet once a month. We're actually meeting tomorrow here. And a lot of them are great. We're all really trying to push the boundaries. We share ideas together. And so it's kind of fun working with them and seeing new ideas. And it's fun to see others are kind of taking that same approach finally.
Nice. I'm all on board for the more PE. Like Mr. Penrod said, like, y'all need to be more active than you are. And the science does show that you're better in the classroom, especially middle school on down. Not taking, like, high school needs it too, but, like, especially middle school on down. Like, it the correlation is... It's the same. Like, we need to be more active. I find it kind of ironic, though, that we're the fattest we've ever been in the country, and yet we win the most gold medals in the Olympics. Like, that's the crazy thing. Well, but we also have the best athletes in the world.
Well, the best athletes are coming here. I mean,
yeah.
You got, you know, we got the Winter Olympics coming in a couple months here, and you got to talk about Westminster College, which is, what, 5 miles down the road?
Yeah.
The last Winter Olympics, they would have outscored all but 5 countries in the medal count, if just students that were at Westminster College.
Yeah.
Because everyone's coming here to compete.
And like, I can say Arkansas track, one of the best track programs in the country, they did a stat about a year or two ago that said Arkansas graduates who had run track at the University of Arkansas, if you added their medal count to the entire Olympic history, modern Olympic history, they would be, like, in the top, like, 30 of the medal count. Dang. Just using track and field athletes from the University of Arkansas.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's saying a lot about our country in terms of athletic ability, but also that's the very few minority. We need to get more people active.
We're still talking about the 1% out there is right there.
So. But it's just a weird stat that we're one of the fattest countries in the world, but yet consistently win in the Olympics.
Do you have any interesting or crazy stories from your years of teaching?
Oh my gosh.
That can be said on the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
School appropriate.
Within teaching, hopefully, but you know. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin on this.
The gym has a lot.
Yeah, the gym could tell a lot of stories about some of the things that have occurred. I mean, you know, just put an example right now. I'm walking around playing in the gym with a broken thumb, with a torn ligament in my wrist. I've got my lip split open from yesterday playing in our game.
I saw him full layout to hit a ball yesterday.
It was a fun dive. You know, the age of the body's starting to catch up. I don't never want to admit that, but it is. I don't know. One of my greatest go-to stories always is a young lady named Tori Polson. She walked in my gym as a seventh grader. This is back when I was at my prior school. And I kid you not, you know, like the volleyball lines, the basketball lines that are painted on the floor. First day walking in, she looks up at the whiteboard, and that basketball line just comes up and grabs her foot, and she just eats it right flat in the middle of the gym in front of everybody. You know, shy little seventh grader. All we had was seventh and eighth grade in the building at the time. And she left crying right then. I was able to, they brought her back. She was able to kind of settle. And I mean, what a great way to start your seventh grade year off in school. She ended up being one of my captains in PE. I usually have eight girls be captains, and they draft the teams and they lead through different activities and whatever. She was a captain. She came back and took my class again, second semester of seventh grade. She came back, took it again, first semester of eighth grade. She took it again, second semester, eighth grade. She became probably the most naturally gifted leader I have ever seen as a teacher for someone that young. She understood it. She was great at motivating others. She didn't care about the win. She cared about them being better. She just understood it. And then the part that really got to me is she went on to up to Cypress High School. She was a state champion wrestler by the time her senior year came, because Utah added women wrestling and everything like that. And for her to turn into that, and I was like, wait, this girl tripped over a painted line on a gym floor day one in the gym. That first semester, she struggled. She could not comprehend some of the games, the activities. Awesome. But she bought in, and, you know, she came down and would help our junior high with wrestling, because we had a wrestling program at the junior high. She would come down and help, and she would always come say hi. She, you know, it was always fun to see her success, and that's, you know, that's one of the stories I will always hold on to as a teacher, and seeing her succeed like that.
It's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for coming on this week.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you guys for having me. It's been fun.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some quick little announcements. So end of terms coming up really soon. Mr. S, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Just a reminder, get all your missing work in by the 15th of March. Last day to get stuff in. So make sure you do it. Also, starting next quarter, we will be moving to a midterm deadline.
Oh, boy.
So we'll have a midterm deadline and then an end of quarter deadline. So just be aware of that. Your teacher should be telling you everything that's on that midterm and final deadline.
You think the midterm's good?
I don't know. I personally like it. That's how I did it in high school. I know Mr. Penrod's shaking his head no.
I apologize. It seems like more work to put in. I mean, I love the idea that there's going to be a deadline, and now kids have to kind of get to that next deadline. But, oh, my gosh, 438 more grades to put in.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But that's the thing, though. There's a fundamental difference between all the different classes that are taken. For some teachers, it works, and some it doesn't. And that's the complexity of a school, is that you're trying to appease all these different classes and structures that it's hard to do. I'm going to go all history and government on you. It's like what we've been talking about in our history class lately in regards to our Congress and presidential stuff. Like, you're never going to appease everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And it's like what Mr. Penrod said earlier. Sometimes you have to deal with stuff. And there's stuff that I definitely don't like, that I deal with, because that's part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so this is just one of those things that you're either going to like it or you're not.
Yeah.
And we'll test it out, see how it goes. And if it just becomes an absolute failure, then we'll go away from it. And if it becomes a success, then, you know, you stay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going for trying to get, you know, our students to get their stuff in, turned in on time.
Yeah.
You know, we don't necessarily need to produce a new grade. It's not another grade, but it just the deadline. And as, you know, Mr. S said, each class is so different. Mine, it mm-hmm. can go back to later, others not. But it'll be curious to see what happens. Something to think mm-hmm. about. You guys being a year-long class, shouldn't we just have one grade?
I don't know.
New topic.
And it just kind of just ebb and flows as it goes, and it just builds on each other the whole time. I mean, something to think about.
Yeah. That's hot.
All right.
And the tardy competitions, I believe it started.
Yeah, it already started.
Yeah, and we're going to win. Cutthroat Trout's going to win, guys.
Okay, whatever.
Me and Mr. S made a deal on the last podcast.
Yeah.
Just want pizza.
Yeah, so if Cutthroat Trout somehow magically wins, Then I've got to get these two pizza.
I got to take a look at the list at who's cutthroat trout, because I know for a fact, was it Monday? Monday alone, my fifth period class had 22 tardies, oh. And I know it has eighth graders in that class. Yeah,
your fifth period?
Yeah.
Oh, was that a yesterday's class?
Yep.
Oh, most of those eighth graders are in cutthroat trout, by the way.
I had 22 tardies alone in fifth period.
Yep. Yeah.
So good luck there.
And if they lose, they're getting me what? You said two liters of Mountain Dew?
Ooh. Just plain Mountain Dew or?
Whatever they get me. Just not diet.
Well, if it's, we'll get them diet then.
If it's 2 liters, then it has to just be the plain Mountain Dew. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen any of the good ones in the 2 liter.
You don't like
Code Red. I don't like Code Red.
Yeah.
I love Code Red.
Oh, it's like watered down cough syrup.
All right, and then also we have Multicultural Night in April. I think it's on the 22nd.
Yeah, I think. Sure. I don't know.
It's coming up, though.
Yeah, it's coming up. So there's also sign-ups if you want to sign up on Student Square. So check it out there.
Okay, right. Question of the week.
Yeah, I got your question.
Okay, because Mr. Penrod's here, I decided to do a sports one instead of what I typically do. Okay, so remember, everyone listening, if you get the answer... If you know the answer, come see me. I'll give you a whole bunch of PBIS points. So here's, I've asked it in our history class before, early in the year. But what is the national sport of Canada?
That's
of Canada?
Yeah, of Canada. So think about it. Think about it.
What's there to think about?
Well, I know you know it. That's that. By the way, for those of you that don't know, Mr. Penrod is the trivia king. So,
I love my trivia.
Oh yeah, he definitely
does.
Why
doesn't he come and answer the questions then?
Well, I can't give him PBIS points, all the questions I ask, he would know easily. These are just stump you guys.
He's doing questions for the audience. I do. Yeah. I give trivia questions to the teachers about once every 2 weeks and everything. And finally, Mr. S actually got beat on the last one because it was all about theater and the fine arts.
I still did pretty well.
He got 8 out of 10. I forgot to update everyone on how they did. I think his partner in crime above us went, she went 10 for 10.
Yeah, she knows. No, Mrs. H.
Miss H.
She
got 10
knows
for 10.
Her musical theater. But I still got 8 out of 10. That's passing.
Yeah, 8 out of 10 was not bad. You tied Mr. C.
Mr. C?
Yeah, Mr. C finally chimed in.
I'm the greatest man alive.
His first time ever chiming in. I have to go to fine arts and theater to find him to finally like join in, and he gets 8 out of 10.
I love it.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks for coming on this week's episode, and we'll see you next week.